Hi and welcome to MathSit Podcast H11 on Sequences, Higher GCSE Revision. To use this podcast, you will need to download the worksheet H11 from the website www.maths-it.org.uk. Question 1. Who are the first four terms of an arithmetic sequence? Arithmetic sequence means it should go up in equal amounts. Find an expression for the nth term of the sequence. Difference each time is 6. 6 times 1 is 6, but we need 1, so you would need to take away 5. So the answer is 6n minus 5. Question 2. Find in terms of n an expression for the nth term of this sequence. Minus 11, minus 3, 5, 13, and 21. Each time we're adding 8, so this time it's 8n. And to get from 8 to minus 11, you have to take away 19. So it's 8n, take away 19. If you find it difficult, write out the 8 times table above and see what you need to do to each of the numbers to get your sequence. Part B. Explain why John is wrong. John says that there is a number in both sequences, 8n, take away 19, and 4n minus 2. Well, you can do this one of two ways. One, you could make the equations equal to each other. So 4n minus 2 equals 8n minus 19. So if we take away 4n, that gives us minus 2 equals 4n minus 19. Add the 19 gives you 17 equals 4n. So 4s don't go into 17, so n can't be a whole number. Or another way of doing it would be to write out the first few terms, showing that the numbers can't be the same. So 4 times 1 is 4. Take away 2 is 2, and generate the sequence. Question 3. The first four terms of an arithmetic sequence are 21, 17, 13, and 9. Each time we're taking away 4, so it starts with minus 4n. Minus 4 multiplied by 1 is minus 4. To get to 21, you'd have to add 25, so it's 25, take away 4n. To find the 50th term, you just need to substitute 50 where the n was. So 4 times 50 is 200. 25 take away 100 is minus 175. And question 4. Here are some patterns made from dots. We have to first of all work out the nth term, or the formula, in terms of n. So add up the number of dots in each pattern. In pattern 1, there are 5. Pattern 2, 8. Pattern 3, 11. And pattern 4, 14. So the difference each time is 3, so it's 3n. And to get to 5, you would have to add 2. So the nth term is 3n plus 2. The formula would therefore be d equals 3n plus 2. Remember, it does ask for a formula in terms of d, so you should need to write down d equals 3n plus 2 to be awarded the marks. And question 5. Here are some terms in a number sequence. If you look at the numbers, you can see what's happening. 2 plus 3 is 5, 3 plus 5 is 8, 8 plus 5 is 13, 13 plus 8 is 21, and 21 plus 13 is 34. So you just needed to complete the table. Using a similar sort of pattern, we write down the next two terms in the sequence. 1, 4, 5, 9, 14, and 23. Each time we're adding up the previous two. So 23 plus 14 gives you 37, and 37 plus 23 gives you 60. So the answers were 37 and 60. And that's it.